The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
Well, as you heard in the news, the Senate has passed coronavirus relief, sent it onto the state house, and likely it'll go to the governor for her signature all in the next day or two. Joining us right now is our local state senator, Dan Lowers. Dan, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
How important was it to pass this this legislation?
Well, I think it was really important because we look at the number of businesses and waiting for relief, and we still have schools dealing with remote learning challenges.
Yeah. Certainly, as much as the Republican legislature and the Democratic administration tend to disagree on things, when push comes to shove, you are able to reach agreement, as was the case here.
Yeah, I think there were two no votes.
Yeah, that's not bad at all. What are some of the highlights of the relief?
Well, I think there's, I don't want to quote numbers, but I think there's $150 million for business relief. And then there was, I remember the numbers.
Mm-hmm.
We did all this stuff. I think Tuesday night we went till 2 a.m. Thursday night we finished at 11:30.
Yeah, so the 11th hour, right?
Yes, it was. There's money in there for additional equipment for hospitals, for the administration of the vaccine itself.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's all needed stuff and all important. Dan, on Friday, the governor announced that there would be some easing of some of the current restrictions, including high schools and colleges being able to decide whether they want to have in-person learning. You still can't get a meal in a restaurant, though. You can't sit in a restaurant and eat until at least the middle of January, and you've been very critical of this governor and those decisions, particularly involving restaurants. Why is that?
Well, because I think we'd be so much better off if we had shared the information with restaurants. Well, what are the objective standards that have to be met, whether it's in the restaurant itself or it's the infection rate in the community, number of hospital beds occupied. I still go back to when we first agreed to do all this. It was to flatten the curve so that our medical system was not overwhelmed. And it's very hard for a business owner that if you can't give them the information, and I think all people in the state, I think it's impossible to police the world, and you're far better off giving the information they need to know how to make the right decisions. I think the lower infection rates we've seen all through Thanksgiving, that was all expected to go up, but went down. It showed that, people can act responsibly if they have the information.
No.
So, I just think it has to be far more objective. It just seems very targeted at restaurants in particular, and the best information says maybe 4% of the infections occur at restaurants.
If
we know that 4% are occurring there, can we not find out where and how that's happening and take steps to prevent that?
Yeah. Let me ask you, do you feel comfortable sitting in a restaurant if I asked you out to lunch and restaurants were allowed to open? Would you want to sit in a restaurant right now, given the amount of... you would?
Yeah, I think you looked around how many states. I mean, talk to people every day that go to other states to eat in restaurants. I'm sure you might want to pick a restaurant you trust, but I guess that's all I would go to in the first place. So
yeah. What's the approach moving forward? You're still going to be there in Lansing in 2021, and you'll have some new legislators coming in. But legislatively speaking, what's the approach to coronavirus going to be in the next few months, Dan?
I think we've got to concentrate on both the rollout of the vaccination and then also how we support the businesses that have been really devastated by the governor's reaction to closing things down. So, you know, I plan to work on legislation that will prorate and relieve the taxes that the businesses are paying for the number of days that they couldn't use the business. So I think short of that, we're gonna lose a lot of these employers and a lot of people are gonna lose jobs.
Yeah, we're far from over at this point, aren't we? It's going to be really interesting to see what the lasting effects of this pandemic, not just on our physical health, but really on our financial and even emotional health in the months ahead.
Absolutely.
Well, Dan, I'm sure that you're pleased to be done with this particular legislative session and have the Senate's work done. Sending things off to the House now. You get to take a few days off, or at least not have to convene until the wee hours of the morning, right?
That's right. That'll be a welcome break for everyone in my household. and I think the House will finish their work today. That may be in wee hours tomorrow.
Yeah, could very well be. You know what that's like. Well, Dan, we appreciate your time, as always. We'll talk again, I'm sure, real soon in 2021. So have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Yeah, thank you, Paul. Merry Christmas to you and everyone.
All right, take care. Bye-bye.